This is Training Pup Audio. I've been in this crate, bouncing in the back of the Jeep for 30 minutes now. I have no idea where I'm going or what is intended once I get there. You mentioned something about a big meeting. I had cocked my head to the side inquisitively, whimpering a little. What could be a bigger meeting than when you invited all your friends over? All of their dogs with them, letting them fuck me, one after the another, just like the bitch I am. But clearly, you thought this was bigger. This was better. Something I could really get excited for. I'm nervous, but also wet with anticipation. I'm eager. I want to be shared and shown off. Eventually, we pull up behind a big building, and you let me out of the car. I'm naked except for the collar around my neck and the leash that you use to lead me out the back, down a ramp, and into the back of this building. I can hear dogs barking, and I have no idea what is in store. It's nighttime, but all of the streetlights are on, and I can tell that anyone passing by would be able to see me at a moment's notice. I'm nervous, but excited. I follow you obediently into the back room of this building. You tell me to sit and stay and leave me there. The smell of dogs is pervasive. I can tell that they've been in and out of this room. Some in heat, I can even tell that, too. The smell of excitement clings to the furniture, the walls, the floors. I can tell. This seems to be some sort of breeding ground. You come back in with a friend of yours. He's handling a large dog. I look up. You tell me, today, we're going to breed you. We're going to breed you one dog after another, and you have no say in the matter. I get wet immediately. I don't know what to do. If I had a real tail, it'd be tucked between my legs and then bouncing out to wag. I'm so excited. Present yourself, you order me, and I do, bending down, my ass up in the air. You can tell that my pussy is already wet. You slide a finger over it, and I wriggle on top of it. Oh, girl, you are ready, you say, and I yip in response. I've been ordered not to speak. I'm only allowed to yip, bark, moan, or whine for the rest of this exercise. We don't want to throw off the dogs, you told me. I'm excited, but nervous. As I present myself, the dog comes over and begins to sniff. First, my ass, then my pussy. It licks and tastes me. He clearly likes what he smells, because within seconds, he's hard, his knob coming out of the sheath. He's panting. Seems like he likes you, girl, you whisper in my ear, and slap me on the ass, preparing me for the mount. You and his owner help him mount me, and he slides his knob in. I let out a moan, and my pussy gets wetter. He begins to fuck me, harder and harder, faster and faster. I can feel him thrusting in and out and in and out. I don't know how long he's going to take, but I hope he takes his time. I moan again in ecstasy. I want to tell you, in no uncertain terms, that I'm your bitch. Here only for your entertainment, for whatever you want from me. Oh. But the fact that I'm presenting and eager seems to be enough. I look up at you, Your heart is a rock, and I can see it bulging against your jeans. The eagerness in your eyes is apparent as he fucks me harder and harder. He doesn't take very long, coming quickly, squirting deep, deep inside me. You pull him off of me, his cum dripping out. Good girl, you say as you pat my head. Hope you're ready for another. And you bring in a second dog, this one bigger than the last, my pussy still dripping with the canine semen. I can hardly believe it. This one's a huge Rottweiler. He looks mean. And he mounts me quickly. He knows exactly what's going on. He knows precisely what I've been used for. He slides his big knob deep inside me. I gasp. He thrusts in and out. I can feel his furry body on top of me. I feel low. I feel so low. Disgusting. Degraded. Used. Oh, but my pussy is dripping. Not just with the cum, but my own juices. I'm positively soaked. It's truly unbelievable. I look up at you, panting wildly. I want it. I want more and more. I want it to happen again and again and again. The dog leans forward, biting my neck, and I gasp. Oh, I feel like I'm going to come, and I do, squirting over his knob, excited by his roughness. I can hardly believe it. Oh my God, I nearly moan out loud, but I just let out a whimper and gasp. Oh, oh, oh my God. It passes between my lips, these words, and you lean down, smacking me hard across the cheek. No, no speaking, you say, reminding me, and my eyes filled with tears momentarily until the dog finishes, unloading deep inside me. Oh. You pause before letting the next owner enter. You point me to the corner. Piss, girl, you say, knowing that this is one of my least favorite things to do in front of you. I look down, embarrassed, but squat in the corner and relieve myself. I can hear it spattering against the hard cement floor. Now roll in it, you say. I want you to know what a bad, disgusting, filthy girl you are. And I look up, and without a moment's hesitation, dive right into it, twisting and turning. It's awful and humiliating, and I can hardly believe that I've followed these orders. But here I am, writhing on the floor in my own puddle of piss. Good, you say. Now, get back up. We're not done with you. And you lead another owner into the room. This owner has two dogs. You instruct me. I am to flip over one of them and suck him off, while the other one fucks me from behind. I'm uncertain. I've never done this before. But I follow your every command, flipping the first one over in a sign of submission, teasing his knob out of its shaft, which isn't hard. It's clear that this dog is not the alpha. I begin to stroke it gently with my hands. It pants and moans beneath me, while the other one begins to mount me. I can barely focus on the one I'm supposed to be jerking off. My hands tremble, and I lose it. I can barely hold on. I look up at you pleadingly. You shake your head. No, I'm not going to get out of this one. And while the dog behind me keeps pumping me, fucking me harder and harder and harder, I'm stroking the second one. And he's so excited. He's panting. It looks like he's about to come. And you order me to stop. That cum is going to be going into my pussy, you say. We're going to make a huge litter of puppies. Mixed breeds, all sorts. I have no choice but to keep jerking him gently, keeping him excited, right on the verge. The dog behind me finishes unloading deep in my pussy. I'm positively dripping down my legs. I'm kneeling in a puddle of cum at this point, and the dog beneath my hand is guided to my rear, while another dog is brought in, who I begin jerking as well. This time, you order me to lick him. I run my tongue up and down his knob, his shaft twitching beneath me. I can hardly believe it. I've never tasted a dog's cock before. Cunt, yes, but not like this. This is different. It tastes so raw and wrong. Unsheathed beneath me, my tongue licks and laps at it. I can tell he's about to come, and I look up at you. You smile. This load's for you. And I keep going, licking, sucking, dragging my tongue along him until I feel him whimper and cry out beneath me. I suck him off. I swallow every last drop of his cum. Now I'm filled in both ends. I feel dirty. I'm panting, disgusting, covered in my own piss, covered in dog jizz from head to toe. Oh, and yet I'm excited. I want more. And you lead yet another dog in, pulling the one behind me off as he finishes unloading. The next dog mounts me quickly, excited by the mess that the other two have made. And I get the sense that it will be the last. He pumps me again and again and again and again, his knob rubbing in and out and in and out of my pussy. I moan, I whimper, I pant. I can hardly take it. And you thrust another pup beneath me. This one I begin to lick off, sucking, getting it ready, not for me, but some other bitch that is in the room. Another submissive pet girl. Another girl who's joining me in my degradation. I get wet seeing her there. I wiggle, presenting myself even better for the dog fucking me. I want to show off. I want to show how well that I can take orders and be your horrible little slut. She looks over at me. I can tell that this is her first time. I know that I'm preparing this very first dog for her. And I look over and watch her pointedly as I jerk him off, stroking him, getting him as excited as possible, feeling him until his knob is twitching in my palm. I look up at you and you nod. I let the dog go and he goes running over to her, mounting her quickly. I hear her gasping out, "Ah!" It's her first time. And I can hardly believe it. She looks like she loves it. The dirty slut. And I indicate to you that I don't want this to end. I want a whole stream of dogs fucking me until I'm pregnant and swollen with their puppies. I want to beg you. I want to tell you in no uncertain terms that this is exactly what I want. I'm your bitch in heat. I'm your eager little cum slave. I am yours to control, to own, to order to do as you wish. Oh, and it feels wonderful. You come over to me and present your cock. I look up eagerly. Really? For me, I want to ask? A human cock? Oh, this is too good for a puppy girl. And you kneel down. And I begin to suck you and lick you as I'm fucked by dog after dog after dog. I run my tongue up and down your shaft. I encircle your tip, licking it gently, softly, eagerly taking you in, bouncing up and down and up and down on your cock. It gets me wetter and wetter, knowing that I've been given this treat after as dog after dog fucks me, entering me time and time again. I'm left a panting, moaning, awful mess, and it's all I can do not to come repeatedly, and ending up and a big pile on the floor. Oh.